This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
That's more sideways, evening up type of trade in front of this government report tomorrow, 11 o'clock. It's a big deal, these reports, especially this year with the big crop we have. So the markets, both sides of settlement today. Corn was up early, 3 or 4. It's unchanged. Beans were up 4. They were up at one time, 10. Wheat's up 3. At one time, it was up about 7. So back and forth. Strangely enough, I think the debate last night maybe impacted the markets initially going higher. Kamala Harris had a nice performance in the debate. So if that means that she's going to get in over Trump, that means maybe less tariffs. So the market might have had a little, what they call a Kamala Harris boost off the election last night initially. But then there were no flash sales this morning. That was disappointing for the market. And the Dow Jones at one time today was down 700 points. Now, it's made a big recovery. It's rallied back about 600 points off its lows, so it's only down about 120 right now. So that's good news.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
December corn up half a cent at 404 and three quarters. November soybeans up 3 1/4 at $10.5. October soybean meal up 270 at 316 even. October soybean oil down 51 cents at $39.78. On the Merc, October live cattle up 62 cents at $176.95. September feeders up 207 at $240.55. October lean hogs up $1.20 at $79.75. That's been a check of the closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.